AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House says the U.S. may set up a naval task force to protect commercial ships in the Red Sea after three vessels came under attack over the weekend. Sagar Magani has details.
Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen fired ballistic missiles that hit the ships in one of the world's most vital shipping lanes, an escalation in maritime attacks linked to the Israel-Hamas war.
This is an issue for the entire world. For every country that relies upon maritime commerce to sustain their economy, and by the way, that is every country.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is talking with allies about setting up escorts for commercial vessels,
involving the ships from partner nations alongside the United States.
What he calls a natural response to the attacks, noting similar task forces are used to protect commercial shipping elsewhere, including against pirates off the Somali coast. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel is widening its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip, renewing calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis, where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in recent weeks. Karim Azur is one of them.
Our first demand is to return to our homes in Gaza and in Khan Yunis. Our second demand is to offer us help and aid. Food, water.
On Capitol Hill, Senator Bernie Sanders is leading a group of Democratic senators saying they're done asking nicely for Israel to do more to reduce civilian casualties, saying U.S. aid must be met with concrete assurances. Stocks slipped on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 41 points, or 0.1%. The S&P lost 0.5%, while the Nasdaq fell 0.8%. Seth Sutel has a couple of the big movers.
Alaska Airlines slumped after it said it would buy its rival, Hawaiian Airlines. Spotify jumped after announcing its third round of layoffs this year. Uber also climbed after the company was named to be included in the S&P 500 index.
This is AP News. Monday Night Football has the Bengals in Jacksonville to face the Jaguars. David Schuster recaps Sunday's action.
Tyreek Hill with another big day as Miami crush Washington 45-15. Hill with 157 yards receiving and two touchdowns.
If you somehow get complacent, if you somehow, you know, start feeling yourself, it'll catch up with you fast. We got a great, you know, group of leaders on this team on both sides of the ball. I think we'll be all right.
Also with a big day receiving was Nico Collins as Houston down Denver 22-17. Collins with 191 yards.
We're blessed for this win, you know, to get win 7-man at home against a very solid team.
In a rematch of last season's NFC title game, San Francisco overwhelmed Philadelphia 42-19. Brock Purdy throwing four TD passes.
That felt good.
Other winners Sunday, Indianapolis, Detroit, Atlanta, Arizona, Tampa Bay, the LA Rams, Chargers, and Green Bay. I'm David Schuster.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.